Hey, it's Michelle, and today I want to ask you a simple question. And the following question is this: do you want to change your finances? And really, the question should really be, do you really want to change your finances? I decided to ask this question because I'm sitting here kind of reflecting on my financial journey. I'm not where I want to be. I'm closer, yet not as close as I want to be in terms of resolving my financial situation. I wanted to be debt-free probably a year or two ago, but then I complicated my journey by deciding to work for myself. While I'm glad that I did that, it definitely meant that I had to approach the process differently. And in reflecting on the past couple of years, I realized that I didn't really want to embrace the hard part of the journey. I embraced different difficulties by becoming self-employed and cutting my habits and changing how I spent, but there's a certain amount of hard work that just has to happen. And I thought, I don't think I'm the only person who's found themselves looking back and thinking, I could be working harder, or I should have been working harder. And thinking about, as I move forward, what are the steps that I need to take to encourage myself to get the results that I'm hoping for. So I ask you the following: do you fear the work that you have to do to make deep and lasting financial change? This could be working at Pizza Hut and running pizzas to people's houses. This could be side hustling, doing stuff that you don't enjoy. This could be pitching all day long if you're into freelance writing so that you can get freelance jobs that pay and just kind of build that business up. It could be taking the time to sell things that you love but aren't getting you closer to where you want to be. Basically, what I'm asking you to do is ask yourself the hard questions and then be honest about the answers. Once you're honest, then you can actually begin your journey again. And for those of you who are like, oh, I failed at my financial journey, the only time you failed is when you stopped trying. That's it. Connect with the community. Connect with people who are trying to make the same changes as you. I've started a community called the Shop My Closet Project Money. It is a closed Facebook group where we talk about different things. This week we're talking about side hustles. I'm sitting here just thinking about the ways that I've roadblocked myself. And I think that part of being honest about that is having the courage to admit when you're your own worst enemy. At this point, I'm really excited to change my financial future, kind of flip the script and get ready for a new chapter in my life. And I'm excited to embrace the work that comes with that. I'm well rested, I'm energized. But then I consider the people who were like me, who were just tired, where you're just trying to live life and keep on keeping on, and you're just barely keeping your head above water. And I want to say to you, have faith, be encouraged, keep trying. I get it. There are those of us who've walked in your shoes. And again, the only time you're done is when you're actually done. So keep on keeping on. Every little step makes a difference. Every little chance in changing your mentality about money, paying off some debt, getting into regular payment habits, earning extra money, those are all wins, and you should celebrate them. So that is today's podcast episode. Super short, super sweet. Next week, I will be sharing my interview with Michelle from Fit is the New Poor. I absolutely love this interview. Please do email me at shopmyclosetproject@gmail.com if you have any questions or comments. And I look forward to sharing next week's episode. Bye.